We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget, Terry Diabolic, sliding the cans over his ears. How's it going? Oh, and you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I should let people know what show we're listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Snacky Tunes.
You have cheese on your nose.
Do I?
Yeah. Kathy Irway's guests just brought...
Brooklyn Larder, man.
Really good. It's a little spicy.
Really good. And there's another one. I don't have it right now, but a Brooklyn Larder and then the other cheese shop in the Chelsea Market. I'm Terry Diabolic. That was just Fast Jabroni.
Jabroni.
He said
Jabroni.
From Surfer Blood, because we have a very special guest.
Leo from K9 Records. What's up, Leo?
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Leo we've known Leo for, I feel like the day after we moved here.
Yeah, I think we've known you for like 5 years now.
I think longer.
Yeah. And then we always run into you, like, remember, like, we run into you in like all these different situations, like Pop Montreal, the one year that we all happened to be there and all this type of thing.
2005.
Yeah. So he's a fellow Brooklynite and has an awesome label with the amazing Rising to Stardom Everyday Surfer Blood. And when we talked about that, we were just talking about the Surfer Blood Joy Division t-shirt, which is a hot, hot seller. To all the kids.
And also what we talked about at Pitchfork about, you know, what it takes to be a successful band and being on a good label isn't just enough. But we don't want to give it all away.
Yeah, we're not, let's put it this way. The second half of the show is the milk, so you got to hang out with the cow.
Yeah, that being said, we just had last Wednesday one of our barbecue blowouts with Mile and Deli. And I just want to take a second to talk about it because we rarely recap the barbecues because we usually have, you know, been out of the country or leaving the next day, and it was great. They're a good company. It was a really good turnout, and what I really liked about Mile End, which is on Hoyt Street right near Atlantic, is that they really built a wonderful business in a relatively short amount of time.
6 months.
And 6 months, and everything they had except for the ketchup and the mustard was made either the night before or that day. They made ground brisket, hot dogs they cased themselves. They made a smoked meat burger that was just unbelievable, which you can actually get on the menu. It's like charred on the outside, really nice and chewy and meaty on the inside. They make all their own bread, all their own coleslaw, and now they're actually making their own mustard at the store. So I can't really say how delicious and good it was.
I can.
Oh, go on. Yeah.
It was very delicious.
Yeah, and it was great. You know, it was such a fatty, you know, we usually don't cook things to order. We usually advise against our chefs to kind of just prepare off-site and bring in because, you know, that. But they insisted that the best way to sample their wares was to cook to order. And it was great. Everyone was patient. It was a beautiful night.
Beautiful night.
The first time that it did not rain.
Or
the potential rain of one of our barbecues in 3 years. And it was really great. And a big shout out to Avar Simone for DJing as well. Avar Simone have been on Snacky Tunes. And if you actually want to hear their episode, you can go to our podcast. They play a couple songs live off of their new record, and they're just lovely, lovely women.
And congratulations to Annie for being pregnant.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
That baby's going to come out in like a cute little dress or some sweet
I think
pants.
She's having a boy.
Oh, he's not going to come out in a dress. He's going to be very, very hip with some great indie pop sensibilities.
Yeah. So
we got a few more barbecues
coming up.
We have two more coming up. August 21st, which is a Saturday. It's going to be a good company. It's going to be from 6 to 10, and it's what's going to be the awesome, awesome guys at Fatty Q.
Amazing.
Amazing. We're still working on the menu, but imagine a whole lot of roasted and barbecued meat. And then closing it down August 25th, I think.
Yeah, it'll
25th,
be
Frank's.
Frankie Spatino, also home of Prime Meats. Prime Meats and Lil Frankie's.
And then Andrew WK on the decks.
Yeah, he'll be DJing.
Which is pretty awesome.
And as always, the events are free and the plates of food are $5. So I'm pretty happy with this year. I've done my best to try and not eat too much barbecue, but those smoked meat burgers, like, kind of did me in.
Those smoked meat burgers, I don't know what it is. It's like when I go to a restaurant, I usually eat a burger and I go, oh, I'm so full. But there's something about being at a barbecue where I find room in my stomach, unbeknownst to me, of where I can eat 6 or 7 like hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that and drink quite a few beers.
And all of these are at Good Company, actually, which is formerly Hope Lounge on 10 Hope Street. Big shout out to Mary Gon for reminding us where to tell people these events are taking place.
Oh, hey, Mary Gon.
Thanks. So we're going to play a song, and then we're going to have a call-in with Holton Farms, who I stumbled across last week. They are a mobile farmer's market, and they were in the Endless Summer location on North 6th and Bedford. Or I don't know if they're the Endless Summers. I saw them down on North 3rd and Bedford. But we're going to talk to them about their philosophy of bringing a farmer's market to the people as opposed to having it in an even, you know, accessible place such as Union Square and other places. But they're really nice guys, and their peaches and beets were really good, so we're gonna have them on after this song. Big shout out to Brooklyn Bowl. We love that place. We were there yesterday for the jelly party with Ted Leo, and
see us there DJing next Sunday night.
We'll be DJing there next Sunday night with our good friends Wallpaper, who you hear every week because they wrote our quote-unquote temporary theme song, which has just become the permanent theme song because I just don't think it could ever get better than that. So yeah, Brooklyn Bowl, great fried chicken, great bowling, good sounds of some good people, and you're listening to Snacky Tunes. Here we go.
The day that your brother started to talk was the day that I found you like that. The national child star in a coat and a scarf along the lawn. Now we got the keys to an apartment we share, and we stay up as late as we like Casey and Georgia, like Sonny and Cher. You're Tina, but I'm not I. So tell me what's your favorite color? Tell me your favorite color. Tell me how's your younger brother? What a crazy end. Back to the rooftops of the homes in the town, your brother started to say. Go back to the rooftops and kick the
You are listening to Snacky Tunes on Heritage Radio Network. That was just Tokyo Police Club, Favorite Color, off their new album, The Champ. Love that record.
Yeah. Punches is actually working on a remix for them. You get to hear now before it's been submitted, where like we're like, oh, we're so excited about it. I can't wait. And if you don't hear anything about it, it means that they didn't like it. So, you know, that's how it goes.
And a big shout out to Roberto's, because they just sent in a whole bunch of food. And it is delicious. That sandwich looks good.
So joining us right now is Adam Foreman of Holton Farms, a mobile farmer's market. Adam, you there?
Yes, I am. I've also got Bradley Fleming here with me as well.
Oh, Bradley, welcome to Snacky Tune, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Live from the truck right now. We're on the corner of 72nd and Lexington Avenue in Manhattan doing our drops for this Monday afternoon.
Beautiful day to be outside dropping off food.
Exactly right.
For our listeners out there, why don't you give them a brief overview of Holton Farms and you know what you guys are about?
Okay, so basically we're a farm in southeastern Vermont, and we're moving into the New York City market. We're doing a big CSA where people can order their groceries direct from the farm, and we drop it off to them, you know, at a convenient mutual location. And we're also, you know, we have a presence in low-income communities, accepting food stamps and offering discounts to bring farm-fresh organic products to communities that don't have access to that.
I know that you guys have a couple stands, but what motivated, getting this truck and, you know, kind of following this? We have talked about on the show about the rise in the vendor truck trend. And what inspired you guys to get a truck and go to these neighborhoods?
Well, the owners of our company, Jurian Swartz, Seth Holton, and George Hornig, you know, were thinking, hey, we've got 250 acres, we've got all this wonderful product coming out of Vermont. What's the best way to get it to the largest market in the United States without having to pay, you know, an exorbitant amount of Manhattan rent? And, you know, the best way to do that, we figured, was via truck, because you can reach as many areas as possible. You don't have to pay any rent. And, food trucks were becoming so popular in New York City, we thought there's all these trucks out there that are doing greasy foods and ethnic foods. We thought, hey, why not do something cool and throw together a mobile farmer's market and sell healthy fruits and vegetables? We've got meats, cheese, ice cream. We have maple syrup and coffee. And, we do mushrooms, all sorts of farm-related products.
Yeah, I swung by yesterday when you were set up on North 6th in Bedford, and the beets that you guys gave me were absolutely fantastic. They've already been roasted and eaten. And one of the things that's surprising is that you guys had only been there for an hour and had already been sold out of almost all your products. How has the word gotten out so fast, and what's the clientele been like?
Well, we have 300 CSA members as of today, and we started that program on May 17th. So, you know, we're hitting the halfway point in our season, which ends in Thanksgiving. And the benefit of our program is that everything is done online, and you do your grocery shopping kind of like you're doing any sort of online shopping. You add it to your grocery cart, and that farm credit that you've purchased into our farm, your grocery order just deducts from that. And since we offer so many different varieties, rather than purchasing just a conventional vegetable share or fruit share or meat share, we give you our entire inventory to choose from. And all of our products are literally just getting reserved and flying off the shelf. So basically, you know, when you guys came around, unfortunately, a lot of the items were already spoken for. Once we get our retail business fully underway, we're going to have just a ton of product on the truck as well, and still be able to cater to all of our members so that everybody's able to get a look at, you know, all of the different products. Now I'll let Brad speak about our marketing plan as well.
So we're just, you know, we're going to 25 different neighborhoods each week, and we're in the same place.
All of our marketing's been done internal. We're doing flyering. We've reached out to a lot of different blogs in a lot of different areas, just trying to help get the word out about our CSA program. And just the truck has been a huge magnet for us. You know, we don't have any kind of budget for advertising, so we're just doing it all on our own. We've got this beautiful truck out here. All of our product speaks for itself, and I think the smiling faces and reggae music that we've got blaring on the truck really attract
a lot of people do it.
And, you know, we've had a lot of help from people such as yourself, you know, at Snacky Tunes that just come by and say, hey, this is a great idea. I'd like to blog about it, or I'd like to have you on my radio show, or, you know, do an article. So that stuff has helped us out a lot.
Right. How many people, you know, are like walk up and say, I want to sign up for the CSA versus find you guys through the through there, you know, the price points on, you know, it's a good chunk of change. So how many people are just like, you know, here's my credit card, how to sign up versus just finding you guys on the internet?
Well, I think a lot of people that come up to the truck, yeah, they're not ready right away to, you know, shell out $250 to $1,000. But then again, there are people that have seen us and, you know, are really interested in what we're doing and will kind of had it in their mind already that they'd like to do it. So those people, when they come to the truck, we say, hey, you know, you can sign up right now and take groceries home with you. So, you know, it happens, you know, quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we certainly get, you know, a few sign-ups a week directly on the truck. Word of mouth has been obviously huge for us, and people do want to come see the truck so that they can validate spending that amount of money, because, again, we aren't asking for a small amount of money, but it is a great way to kind of budget for groceries. And if you kind of put everything into perspective, you have that money to spend till Thanksgiving. So, you know, if you really do kind of think about it, it does certainly make sense.
Now, you guys offer a lot of great different products, fruits, maple syrup, things like that. But you're also working in partnership with other farms for your dairy. Who are the other farms you're working with?
So we partner with other farms for three reasons. One is to carry as much of a variety of product as we can. The other is to carry as many organic products as we can. And the third reason is that some of the farms that we partner with are so small that they don't have the access, the time, or the financial means to make it into New York City. So we provide that branch for them. Some of our major partners are Vermont Coffee Company out of Middlebury, Vermont. They do a fantastic organic roasted whole bean coffee, free trade. We also partner with Walpole Creamery. They're just across the Connecticut River in Walpole, New Hampshire, and they make a fantastic super premium homemade ice cream. And now we're also in the works of trying to get some milk on board, some butter, and some Greek yogurt as well.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. So now you guys had mentioned that you do public assistance and work with food stamps. How exactly does that play into you know, the needy areas, and you know, what is the type of exchange that you would have for the food stamps, since it seems like you guys can kind of set the value that it's worth?
I mean, well, we just want to get this, you know, access to this food into communities that don't necessarily have grocery stores even, or, you know, stores that carry organic food. And we want to do it at an affordable price. So right now, I mean, we're in farmers markets in low-income communities. We have two in the Bronx, one in Brooklyn that hasn't started yet, and where our headquarters is at La Marqueta in East Harlem, 115th and Park, and we're still kind of building that out, but we're in the neighborhood, you know, we're introducing ourselves to the neighbors and just gearing up to go with that.
Basically, any of the CSA memberships that we sell help subsidize pricing for low-income New Yorkers or anybody who needs, you know, who's on financial assistance. We were approved for our EBT terminals, which is, food stamps. So we're already taking those at farmers markets, and we're getting the one set up on the truck. We do spend some time up in Washington Heights. We have one drop that's up in Hudson Heights. And it's these areas that New York has deemed these fresh food deserts that we're trying to penetrate, you know, certainly the NYCHA housing communities, New York City Housing Authority. And really just we want everybody to have that Whole Foods experience where you walk in and you feel like all of the food is wholesome and good. You know, we certainly don't want to charge that premium or charge everybody an arm and a leg that Whole Foods is notorious for. And we really just want everybody to have access to good, healthy food and learn how to cook with products that maybe they've never tried before, never seen before, never heard of before. And also, you know, just have everybody eating healthy.
And you said you do have a terminal on the truck. Did I hear that correctly?
We received the terminal for the truck, but it's not actually set up on the truck quite yet. I think we're a few weeks away from having that.
Gotcha. We
are at our home. We are.
And where, you know, if I wanted to come and meet you guys and eat some of your food, you know, where can I find a list of your locations and drops?
If you go to www.holtonfarms.com, which is our main website, there's an interactive map which you can click, and we have colorful dots on that map that tell you what location we are at. and what time we are there. We also use social media to our advantage. We Twitter all of our locations every time we're parked somewhere. That Twitter feed also scrolls along the top right-hand side of our website, and there's also a 1-800 number on the website that links directly to my cell phone and to Brad's cell phone, and you can give us a call and just say, hey, I'd like to come by, or if you're a member already picking up, hey, where are you guys? Because, again, kind of parking in this city is sort of Wild Wild West style.
Right.
So we've got a 28-foot truck, so we have to find locations where we can park and, you know, hopefully legally.
Great. Well, I want to thank you guys for taking a little bit of time to speak with us today. You know, I will, Darren, I will obviously be seeing you at your Bedford stop. But once again, everybody, that's HoltonFarms.com, and that Twitter is actually just Holton Farms. Thank you guys for joining us, and really exciting stuff, and look forward to seeing you the rest of the summer.
Yeah, our pleasure, and thank you guys very much. Please come by for food anytime. And just, we're in Williamsburg on Sundays from 12 o'clock to 1:30, usually on North 6th and Bedford Avenue. And then we move on to Park Slope from 2 to 3:30. We're either going to be in the Grand Army Plaza area, or we're going to be on 5th Avenue. So definitely look out for us.
Great. Thank you guys for being on Snacky Tunes.
All right. Take care. Have a nice week, guys. Take care.
See ya. Great.
Awesome. Those guys, that truck is really awesome. They also had a couch up front.
Yeah.
A nice little beat up couch you can hang out. But yeah, I mean, I went there and I tried to get like kale and garlic and all this stuff, and it was just, it's sold out. And the beets I got, I had some golden top beets, and they were delicious. You had some.
I had some. They were really good. Holton Farms, what a find. I mean, those are the type of people that we love to find on, you know, on the street for Snacky Tunes. It's like a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's the type of information you get, you want to hold on to.
Yeah. So, I don't know what's that smirk for.
It's a pun. Think about it.
Oh, okay. You're listening to Snacky Tunes, heritageradionetwork.com. Terry's going to drop a set, and then we're going to have Leo from Canine Records talk about being an independent record label, the success and failures of bands, and he's going to play some tunes for us. Big shout out to Roberta's. Thank you to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech for making us sound good. And big ups to Brooklyn Bowl for sponsoring the show today. We'll be DJing there at the Deep End Party with Wallpaper on Sunday.
But more importantly, we'll be eating their fried chicken.
Oh, man. I will be in a coma beneath the DJ booth from 9 to 10, and then I will be roused to lethargically fist pump. Snacky Tunes.
You are my hero.
Play a song.
Okay.
The sun. sign hand. I promise not to lose her again. And when I can't feel with my sign hand, I promise not to lose her again.
Yeah. this is the saddest summer ever.
All right, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. We are your hosts, Finger on the Pulse. Terry, why don't you tell them what you just played?
That was The Saddest Summer by The Drums. They just had an LP come out, but that's off the EP. And then Titus Andronicus with Titus Andronicus Forever. And then opening up, that was Local Natives. Summer Hand? Sun Hand? Sun Hand. That album I really, really, really enjoyed, especially since I saw them over at Pitchfork. Big shout out to French Kiss Records for putting that out. Really awesome for those guys. I think it's their second album. Their first album I haven't heard.
Don't know.
But their new album is really good, and you still have about a month, knowing New York, about three more months of summer left, because we only have two seasons here, and that's a really good sort of summer-fall type of album. But the whole reason why we played that is because we wanted to play bands today who are on independent or smaller labels, because we have Leo with us, who's here today
from Canine Records.
From Canine Records to talk to us about what it's like to run and start a independent label. So welcome again, Leo.
Thanks, guys. Excited to be here.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that we're not doing this because it's like a cliche thing, but it's we've known Leo for 5 years. He has had a job with other companies and had Canine on the side, and has recently, January, taken the leap. He's gone pro. As Udachi.
I got my pro model.
Yeah, said on an early show. He's gone pro with his career, and we want first off to say congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Because it's he
I
and
his...
I wish
we had that effects box.
I know, we used to have effects box, but I'd always hit like the breaking glass sound when I meant to do an applause. But tell us about Canine.
Yeah, Canine's a dream I started when I first moved to New York in 2000, and I met my partner, Kay, and it's a dream we had together. We started officially around 2003 in a 400 square foot studio in Williamsburg, and with us and our two dogs, just packing boxes, putting out vinyl and CD, and you know, putting out bands that we loved. Kay first wanted to start. She came to me and she goes, "I want to put out my friend's EP, 12 inch, because you know, they were on a great label before, and then all of a sudden they got signed when they were 17, too young to do much, and now they're ready and." But no one's paying attention, and they're great, so let's do this. And I came to her and was like, well, if we're going to do this, we got to do it real, you know? Like, let's make this pro, like, so that people take us serious and the band feels like they're getting treated right. And from there, it just kept growing and growing and growing.
Who was that band?
That was this band originally called Bunsen Honeydew, but now called 4 Volts. They actually got sued from the Muppets for the name, so they had to change their name.
So I guess, I think that's also a benchmark in a band. If you get big enough to get on the radar to get sued, that's sort of like your own little...
Owen Pallett.
Actually an honor to get that letter. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. So Canine has been involved over the years. Who are some of the bands that you've worked with, you know, successes and not successes?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited about every single band, but I would say some of our biggest bands that have grown on to be bigger successes or whatnot are, we did the first Grizzly Bear EP. I mean, full-length album, which turned into a double album with remixes and everything. And now, if you don't know who Grizzly Bear is, you sleep under a rock.
Yeah.
But Oxford Collapse, we did their first four things, and they went on to evolve in Sub Pop. And a lot of the other guys have gone on to a lot of other Brooklyn bands as well by now. And I'm not so old, but still working on their second full-length band from the Brooklyn area via Denver, Colorado's Chairlift.
Oh, yeah.
Which, if you're from the area or, you know, watch TV when they got a big commercial, you'll be familiar with them. And not too recently came out last January is Surfer Blood from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Which we opened the show with.
Yeah, which is a continue. They're workhorses that you'll see them on tour nonstop 24/7. And they're continually do well. We're having another EP come out in February by them, which we're really excited about. And then we've got a ton of new bands coming on the roster with new releases. One is a band we're going to be playing very soon with their first song, Eternal Summers, from Virginia. Another band, new from the California area, it's called Pepper Rabbit. They're a three-piece. Young Prisms, from the San Francisco area. Very heavily shoegaze-influenced band. And a new band from, actually, Brooklyn, New York area via other areas. It's called Dream Diary. If you guys are big fans of The Pains of Being Buried Hard or any like Glasgow Scottish pop from the 90s, you'll love this stuff.
You know, it's interesting. you talk about Surfer Blood and you mention workhorses. And when you and I were talking a couple weeks ago, we talked about how being a band is not like that illusion. I mean, it's been dead for a while, but like of just being on a label isn't enough. It's an equal partnership. And I'd love for you to explain, you know, what it is you tell bands, because I thought it was so interesting when you sign with them, when you sign them.
Yeah, I mean, what you got to understand nowadays is there's only really one way to become successful in a band nowadays, and it's touring. I mean, you got to get out there for the kids. Like, the internet's overrun, the magazines are like overrun, and kids aren't believing all the hype unless they see it. Get out there, play to the kids, play a great show, make great songs, get out there and meet a bunch of kids, and just, you know, look like you're having a great time doing it, and the kids will they'll totally grasp it, you know.
We always love hearing about sort of like the private failures of an independent company, things like that, because like a lot of the really good successes, like, you know, obviously handpicking Surfer Blood, Grizzbears, things like that, like that's well known, and we don't have to name names, but can you think back to one moment where you're just like, holy, what the am I doing with my life, like this leap, like just something where you just go, did I make that right decision in your business?
Of course. I mean, it happens all the time, you know. I mean, this hasn't always been like, you know, cherries or whatever. It's been a struggle, you know, just but anything you really believe in is a struggle. I mean, Kay and I weren't handed $1 million when we started this label. I had five jobs at the time trying to find money to raise stuff, you know, money for put out all these releases, and living off ramen or whatever. Not the best for snacky tunes appetizing. But you know, it's a struggle, you know. I mean, but anything you believe in is a struggle, and if you're not willing to have the struggle, then it's going to reflect, and people can see it in your eyes. You know, same with a band. If they're not willing to go out there and work and struggle to make things alive, and anyone who complains that, you know, they're, you know, it's just not right, I don't have the money to do this, well, money shouldn't be the issue. If you have the drive, you'll find the money, and you'll make things happen.
Speaking of ramen, what was the first successful meal you had after, like, your big success? Like what was, like, a big, like, we're going to go and celebrate dinner and eat?
I would have to say Little Frankie's. It's my favorite pizza place in the city. Probably the only pizza place left in the city that I still dream about. They make the best brick oven pizza, and they even make their own Little Frankie's Pale Ale. And I just went there and indulged for like 10 hours.
Amazing. So we're going to have, Leo, if you want to plug in your iPod, we're going to have Leo play some tunes. We're going to listen to, and these are all relatively new. These are up and coming.
All new stuff coming out.
Great.
Really soon. Unreleased.
Unreleased. Oh, you heard it here first. That's Don't Sue Me, MTV. You're listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. If you enjoyed this show, like I said, go to iTunes, search for Snacky Tunes, and you can check out our podcast. Past guests have been Drop the Lime, Moby, Men, and other notable musicians and food people. Okay, here we go. Take it away.
touching them up. All my hands fly up, all of my in between. Dance like a bell, what is love and what is me? I lost my love, I lost my love.
All right, welcome back to Snacky Tunes. We are here today with Leo from K9 Records, playing us a ton of unreleased tracks, tunes, if you will. Just give us the last two that were just played.
Yeah, the last one was the Depreciation Guild. Song is called Crucify You, and there'll be a new 7-inch for that coming out in October. And the song before that was by a new band called Dream Diary, and it's called El Helsinki, and that album will be out January 2011.
Awesome. And we haven't done it, but give everybody all the vitals, the stats, you know, where can you go buy records, how to follow you, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, just the best thing is support your indie labels and buy direct from their site or their, you know, their stores, and so they, you can get the best deals, and you also get free goodies, you know, posters, buttons, stickers. Always free stuff when you buy from indie labels direct. You can go to k9records.com. Or you can always support other great stores like InSound, you know, great stores like that. Rough Trade, in here in Williamsburg, Soundfix, plenty of stores.
And that is K9 with a K, if we clarified, and that clarified with us with a C.
Oh, yeah, right.
Anything else? One last piece of advice for aspiring. Oh, and can bands send you demos? How do you do that?
Best thing to do is just send me your MySpace link via email. All the contact information is on our contact page. Don't send me CDs or MP3s. They always crash my computer.
Fair enough.
And one last piece of advice. If I was to start my own label, any unforeseen thing that you could try and foresee?
Yeah, just be patient. Have an open mind. Be a workhorse. And be willing to give it the long haul. You know, like, I would say if you want to start any new business, give it at least 6 years.
Yeah. Yep. I can second that. Yeah, can six second years.
It. Yeah. It's usually your break-even point. If you're not breaking even after 6 years, then you might want to reevaluate. But you need at least that.
Even if you don't break even after 6 years, if you can feel that you are about to break even.
Right.
It's really insane. And I think to even say about, we know what we do with television production. When you start hitting the ground running, there's a lot of steps that come very easy, like that really like first 7-inch and like, oh my God, my first EP and things like that. But as you climb and try and do bigger and bigger things, it just gets harder and harder. Like going up every level is just infinitely difficult than you thought it could be compared to your last level until you look back and you go, oh, you know, it wasn't really that bad in the scheme of things.
We're not there
yet.
All
the good things in life come with the struggle, and those struggles are going to give you the best memories.
Yeah. Well, Leo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What is the last song that we're going to hear today?
This last song is a new Surfer Blood song. Ooh. Released anywhere, and it's going to be coming out on their new six-song EP in February, and it's called I'm Not Ready.
Oh, well, you heard it here first on Snacky Tunes. Again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Oh, of course. Big shout out to Roberta's for the pizza and the sandwich, to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech, and to Brooklyn Bowl. We will be playing there this Sunday after opening for Cut Copy at the Jelly Pool Party. It's free. The pool party is free. We'll be playing with Wallpaper. And, yeah, thank you so much.